And 6:06, it is mostly clear and 16 degrees this morning in Tulsa, warming to 41. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. City officials estimate they have spent about $30,000 on overtime for crews responding to the recent ice storm.
Workers have treated bridges and roads and helped clear branches from roadways. Leon Craigle in the Streets and Stormwater Department says there are no plans, however, for the city to collect residents' broken tree limbs.
Yeah, we're recommending that the residents go ahead and take care of that situation and take that to our Greenway site, which is located at 10401 East 56th Street North, and our hours are from 8 to 4.
The Green Waste site will be closed Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Meanwhile, power has been restored to all but about 100 customers of PSO. Utility spokesman Stan Whiteford says several of those share a common problem.
Back in the 2007 ice storm, it was a major issue, was all of the numbers of what we call weather heads and the meter loop and the meter itself being pulled away from the house with the weight of ice. Those have to be repaired by an electrician before we can reconnect service.
PSO warns there could be more outages if more trees break as the ice thaws later today. A tax incentive district has been approved for a new Macy's distribution center that's headed for the Owosso area. County leaders yesterday approved a memorandum of understanding that begins the process. If you are eligible to buy health insurance on the federal exchange and want to be covered on January 1st, you'll need to buy a policy by the end of today. If you don't, you'll be uninsured until later in 2014. David Blatt with the Oklahoma Policy Institute warns another big date is approaching as well.
The next major deadline is by the middle of March. Folks will need to sign up to be fully exempt from the penalty that can be assessed if you don't have insurance.
The federal government extended the deadline by one day yesterday. After a Utah ruling found a same-sex marriage ban unconstitutional, attorneys in a 9-year-old lawsuit filed a brief on behalf of their clients, two same-sex couples challenging Oklahoma's ban. Don Holliday represents the couples. He says the brief is more informative than action-seeking.
You would like to have as many voices in the argument and parties in the argument in front of a court that is going to ultimately make a decision that will govern the outcome of your own case.
Utah officials have since challenged their judge's decision and lost. Tulsa fire investigators are looking into the cause of an overnight apartment fire in South Tulsa. It happened at the Highland Park Apartments near 51st and Hudson. No one was seriously injured. A 16-month-old girl has died from injuries she suffered after falling out of her mother's car on the Tisdale Expressway. Tulsa police officer Leland Ashley says the car fell out when a door flew open.
It appears that this child was sitting in an improper child safety seat. It wasn't properly fixed in the vehicle, or was it appropriate for her size?
Ashley says too often parents are buying used car seats at garage sales and such, and he says in that case you really need the instructions to be sure that the seat is properly installed. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny but cool today. We will have a high of 41. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, down to 26 for an overnight low. On Christmas Day, look for sunshine at a high of 45. Thursday, sunny and 47. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now at 6:10, it is mostly clear and 16. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.